the track, and you just get the root that grows under the ground and put it in that whiskey.
Any other kinds of roots or vines you can use for medicine?
Well, we've never used any other, but I have seen my daddy and mother. I heard them talk about it. They used the fever grass. They used the grass that grew in the woods amongst the wire grass. Mm-hmm. It had a certain leaf on it and had a little blue star. Mm-hmm. That they called fever grass. And every time we'd have fever, they'd dig that and make strong tea out of it. Mm-hmm. And you had to drink it.
What kinds of... Do you have a bush around here that's, it turns bright red early and it's got little clusters of berries on it?
Well, that would be the pie camphor, wouldn't it? Canter.
I was thinking of sumac or shoemake.
Shoemake. There's a shoemake.
You have that around here?
Yeah.
What different kinds of trees do you have around here?
Oh, there's every kind of tree, I reckon. Just everything. Pine, maple, oaks, black gums, mm-hmm. hickory trees, everything.
What about a kind of tree that has got white scaly bark and it's got little bobs, it's got little balls on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be the sweet gum, wouldn't it?
Or another kind like that. It's got the bark peels off. And
I don't know what that would be.
I see a sick.
Sycamore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sycamore tree.
Okay.
We have those.
And the kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to chop down.
That was a cherry tree, wasn't it?
Okay. And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
That's the cow itch and the white oak.
Anything else?
That's another.
Do you have your poison?
Poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do those look like?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you to save my life because I've never seen one. Now, I went in the woods with Bert to haul wood to cook his syrup with, and I got poison oak all over my legs. Mm. I had on a dress. And I had to go to the doctor with it. He said that's what it was, poison oak.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't see the plant?
No, I didn't see the plant.
And a kind of berry that you might make shortcake out of?
Well, that would be blackberries or blueberries. We have a big blueberry orchard out there. Mm-hmm. And we've done all kinds of things with them.
Or a kind of red berry would be?
Raspberries.
Or just a red berry that you could eat with cream and sugar? Or
strawberry.
Okay. And do you have a bush or shrub around here called laurel or spoon?
Cherry laurel. Yeah.
What's a cherry laurel?
Well, it's just a green bush. It's evergreen. Mm-hmm. And we have plenty of it. I've got it right out there.
Do you have something called mountain laurel or rhododendron?
We have the rhododendron. We don't have it right here, but it grows here.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like?
Honey, I couldn't tell you because mm-hmm. I don't pay that much attention to it.
And a large flowering tree that's got shiny leaves and big white flowers on it.
That's a magnolia.
Okay. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.